Ever get those help wanted vibes? Like, you know, almost like the universe is kind of screaming out for something specific. Well, the aviation industry, it's sending out that SOS signal right now. And it's for the folks who keep those planes soaring, you know, aviation mechanics. We've got some really eye-opening excerpts from Aviation Maintenance Magazine's Help Really, Really Wanted article for this deep dive. And trust me, the situation is even wilder than you might think.
You're not kidding. It is pretty wild.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about like a few job openings here and there.
Right.
A report by the consulting group Oliver Wyman paints a pretty dramatic picture.
Okay.
They're projecting a shortage of up to 48,000 aviation mechanics by 2027.
Wow.
That's like saying, you know, those airline delays and cancellations everyone's been dealing with, get ready for them to get 10 times worse.
Oof. Yeah, that's a grim forecast. And I'm guessing this isn't just some distant problem either, is it?
Unfortunately not. This is happening now.
Mm.
This shortage is already making waves.
Yeah.
Airlines and those MROs, maintenance, repair, and overhaul facilities, which are essentially the hospitals for
Oh,
airplanes,
right.
are going head to head trying to snag skilled technicians. Think bidding wars, you know, huge signing bonuses, the whole nine yards.
Wow, talk about a seller's market, right?
Yeah.
Though it makes you wonder, like, what's at the heart of this mechanic shortage? Is it just a case of experienced folks kind of hanging up their wrenches for good, or is there more to it?
It's definitely a contributing factor for sure. The baby boomer generation,
Yeah.
which, you know, makes up a good chunk of the aviation mechanic workforce, is hitting retirement age.
Yeah.
And they're exiting faster than new recruits are coming in. It's like trying to fill a bathtub with a leaky faucet. You're fighting a losing battle.
Right, that whole demographic cliff everyone's been talking about.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing there's going to be more to the story.
Yeah, there's always more to the story. The pandemic, and this was kind of surprising to me when I read it, the pandemic threw a wrench in the works, literally.
Oh, wow.
The article mentioned that a bunch of technicians actually left the industry during COVID and haven't come back.
You know, I hadn't even considered that. That's a really good point. It's like the industry took a 1-2 punch, right?
Yeah.
Fewer mechanics entering the field and more leaving. That's
Yeah.
a tough situation to recover from.
It is, especially with demand for air travel skyrocketing post-pandemic.
Right.
Airlines are, you know, expanding their fleets to keep up, which translates to a whole lot more maintenance being needed.
So it's this perfect storm, right? A dwindling workforce and this booming industry just desperate for their skills. It's like economics 101 gone haywire.
Yeah.
And speaking of those skills, the article dives into another troubling trend, a pretty alarming lack of new mechanics entering the pipeline. Tell me more about that.
It's true. The Aviation Technician Education Council, or ATEC, reports that enrollment in aviation maintenance technician schools is only growing by about 2% annually.
Okay.
That might not sound terrible on the surface, but here's the kicker. The industry needs that number to be closer to 20% just to keep pace with demand. We're talking about practically a tenfold increase.
Wow, 2% versus 20%. That's a massive gap. So we've got fewer mechanics entering the workforce and this rapidly growing demand for them. But with job security practically guaranteed in this field, right? And
Right.
those great salaries we were just talking about, why aren't more young people jumping at this opportunity? It seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is a good question. And the article actually does a really good job, I think, of unpacking some of the reasons why this career path just isn't resonating with Gen Z, you know,
Yeah.
those folks just getting started in their careers.
Right.
And one of the biggest hurdles they point to is the kind of the outdated perception of blue collar jobs in general.
It's that whole like you need a 4-year degree to succeed mentality, right?
Exactly.
Even though, as we're seeing with this mechanic shortage, skilled trades, they can offer such incredible stability.
Absolutely.
And the earning potential is fantastic, not to mention, I think, the satisfaction of working with your hands, you know,
Oh, for sure.
and like building something tangible.
Exactly. And that's something I think the industry really needs to do a better job of emphasizing, is that tangible impact.
Right.
You're not just like pushing papers, you know what I mean? You're keeping planes in the air.
Right, it's real.
You're making sure that people get where they need to go safely. It's a huge responsibility, and it's one that I think brings a sense of purpose that a lot of people find incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it does sound like it's not just about changing, I guess, the perception of skilled trades in general, but also about updating the image of aviation maintenance itself, right? Because, like, when people hear aviation mechanic, I don't know if high tech is the first thing that springs to mind, you know?
You're exactly right. The article it points out that a lot of people still picture aviation mechanics as, you know, just guys in greasy overalls wielding wrenches.
Right, right. Yeah.
But the reality is this field is, it's incredibly high tech.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about working with advanced avionic systems, composite materials, even robotics in some cases.
It's not your grandfather's auto shop anymore. It's more like being a, what did you say, like a surgeon for a 747?
Exactly. And that's a message that I think really needs to be, you know, broadcast loud and clear.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, you could be diagnosing a problem with the avionics system on a Boeing 787.
Wow.
That's the kind of sophisticated tech we're talking about here.
Okay, so we've got high tech, we've got great pay, we've got job security. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Right.
But even with all that, the article I think did mention that Gen Z, those just kind of starting their careers now, they're looking for more than just a good paycheck, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is true across industries, but I think particularly in a field like this that's trying to attract new talent.
Okay.
Diversity and inclusion are non-negotiables for this generation.
Yeah.
They want to see themselves represented in the workplace.
Of course.
They want to work for companies that value different perspectives and experiences. Mm-hmm. And they're also looking for that work-life balance, you know.
Right.
Flexible schedules, remote work options, at least in cases where that's possible.
Right.
And just a company culture that prioritizes well-being, mental health, all that good stuff.
So it sounds like attracting this new generation of talent isn't just about shouting, hey, we have jobs at the top of your lungs, right?
No.
It's about really adapting the industry to meet their needs and values.
Exactly. It's a two-way street here for sure. And thankfully, the article does offer, you know, at least a glimmer of hope here. They lay out a few potential solutions.
Okay.
And what I found particularly promising was their emphasis on collaboration. You know, we're not going to solve this by working in silos.
Right.
The industry and educational institutions, I think they really need to team up here.
You mean like that example the article gave, the partnership between Volaire, that's an MRO company, right?
That's right, yeah.
And those aviation academies to really streamline that path from the classroom to a career.
Exactly. That kind of initiative, I think, is so critical.
Yeah.
By creating that clear and direct pipeline from education to employment, I think you eliminate a lot of that uncertainty.
Right.
And just those potential barriers for young people who might be, you know, considering this field but aren't really sure, you know, what it takes or if it's the right fit for them.
It's that fear of the unknown, right?
Exactly.
But even with that early outreach, it does sound like we need to also rethink maybe how we're even training these future mechanics, right?
100%. The article talks about the need for more, I guess you'd say, modern and engaging training methods.
Okay.
Think, think blended learning approaches, integrating things like virtual reality, simulation technology, maybe even exploring faster certification paths.
Yeah.
Just to get people job ready more quickly.
It sounds like we need to make becoming an aviation mechanic as enticing as becoming a pilot.
Yeah.
But realistically, can these changes happen fast enough to tackle the shortage head on?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
The article does suggest that government support could be a game changer. Think subsidies for training programs, cutting through some of that FAA red tape, maybe even allowing credit transfers from other trades.
Right, because this isn't just about planes staying in the air. It's about the entire aviation ecosystem, right?
Absolutely. A robust aviation industry is vital for so many things, global trade, tourism, even connecting families and loved ones across continents.
Right.
And without those skilled mechanics, the whole system starts to sputter.
Okay, so we've talked about the problem, the why behind the shortage, and some potential fixes. But for our listeners who are thinking, hey, maybe this aviation mechanic thing is my ticket to a cool career, what's the key takeaway, the big aha moment they should walk away with from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. The aviation industry is at a crossroads. It's facing a real crisis, but that crisis also presents a once-in-a-generation opportunity. You have the chance to step into a field that's not just in demand, but is essential to how our world functions.
And not only that, you get to work on some seriously cool machinery.
Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing those massive engines, the intricate systems, the cutting-edge technology. It's like working on a spaceship.
You're not wrong. There's a reason people who go into this field tend to be passionate about it. It's challenging, it's rewarding, and it's never boring. Plus, imagine the stories you'll be able to tell.
So for anyone out there who's ever looked up at a plane and felt that sense of wonder, maybe this deep dive has sparked something.
It's certainly a career path worth considering.
The aviation industry needs you, and let's be honest, wouldn't it be incredible to say you had a hand in keeping those planes in the sky?
It's more than just a job. It's a chance to be a part of something bigger, something that connects us all. And with the right skills and a bit of dedication, the sky's the limit, literally.